Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast, please patronize the advertisers when you hear those. Anywhere on the stream or on the radio stations. Appreciate it.
St. Edward, Nebraska.
Thank you.
You're familiar, Craig, aren't you?
Yeah, he had a shirt that said that.
A
football shirt.
Yeah.
And a hat.
There was a time you only had to dial 4 digits to call across town in St. Edward, Nebraska, according to Laura. Now they got to dial 5. Oh, no, they moved to Columbus and had to dial 5.
Jesus. Let's make it somewhere backward where we already are. 3 digits.
Hey, that's a rural America, man.
I know it is. And they're bitching about it still.
Well, yeah, change.
I hate
the change.
I can't remember 6 digits.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner.
Hugh.
Changed the anniversary of his birth.
He had a life, man. He had a life.
Indeed. Shall we?
How old have you been, by the way?
Less than 100.
Okay.
Born in 26.
Who's also less than 100, but didn't quite make it?
Prince Philip.
And he, what, died?
He's dead now.
All right. How many people have the Deadpool?
We are working on that.
Over 1,000 plus.
That's what I hear.
Right. Yeah, like 1,000, just short of 1,050. I think him, Bob Dole, and Bob Barker were all over 1,000 this year.
So, yeah, we have our crack staff working on that right now.
Right. Nope, Len Dog.
Oh, we have our staff working on that right now.
He put together the algorithm, you know.
All that.
He's got his T-shirt out on, no pants, sitting at his desk right now, I'm sure.
Well, that's how he's able to.
He works that way.
Right. That's how
he
works
best. For a
whole
year now.
Yeah. That's how he's most comfortable.
Yeah. Hey, he ain't the only one that's been working without pants this year.
Yeah.
But he was working without pants before the pandemic.
When they wanted him to, he was working without pants.
Rolls-Royce sales are reaching record highs never seen before in the 116-year history of the luxury brand.
I don't see many of them around, do you?
They sold 1,300 cars in the first quarter.
Well,
so they don't sell a lot.
And we don't want to tax anybody that's rich. Nah, can't do that.
A 62% increase compared to previous years.
The 1% has kicked ass this past year. Kicked ass.
And that's it. Yeah. Demand was especially strong for the Cullinan model, an SUV that weighs nearly 3 tons and typically sells for over $400,000.
Yeah, there's a Rolls dealership out by us. Oh, it's a Bentley. Excuse me, it's a Bentley dealership.
They say the world's wealthy are ready to spend after adding trillions to their wealth since the start of the pandemic.
Yep, they did.
Yeah, but they made out better than everybody.
Don't ask the Republicans to raise their taxes. They're buying Rolls with it, and people are standing in line unemployed, starving.
Yeah. Those people need to work harder.
They're still voting for those guys.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Because pretty soon, I'm going to have Rolls-Royce money.
No, you're not.
As long as I keep voting this way.
No, you're not.
They're going to start sharing it with me. It's going to start happening any day now.
Trickle down will start.
Eventually.
Never worked.
It will.
Never worked.
Trickle down on me.
All right.
Can you even roll up to a Rolls Royce dealership and just, do they even have them on the lot?
Well, they got
or do you have to order them? Well, is that one of those?
Well, Bentleys are pretty expensive too, Puss. And that Bentley dealership, they have them out
there.
You can order. Well, those guys order them eventually.
Yeah.
But you can see them.
Where's the headquarters of Rolls Royce?
Europe, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say.
I don't know. Is that an English brand?
I think you're right.
That's what I want to say. But I don't know.
What's the cheapest one?
London, Todd.
Okay.
I think the cheapest Bentley's like 160, 170, something like that.
Yeah, I've never priced them.
They're owned by BMW now.
Oh, they are? Okay.
I'm seeing one here for just a shade over $300,000.
Huh. That's a Rolls or a Bentley?
A Rolls.
That's the cheapest one?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did they make a nice truck?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd like a nice Rolls Royce truck.
With a topper. With a bed. With a bed liner.
They do have an SUV, it says here.
Oh, yeah, they probably do for people that probably high-profile people driving around in the
Everybody's
city.
Got an SUV now.
Yeah, most of these.
Well, then they're luxury SUVs. Those
I
things.
Thought Mercedes
really.
Had a truck.
Mercedes has a van. I know that.
Or they were toying with the idea of a truck.
Mercedes makes like delivery vans.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Rolls Royce that has the umbrellas in the doors?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, does Mercedes make those tall?
Yes, those tall
kind of vans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Rolls Royce Ghost here that starts at $311,000. Starts at. So
that's more than most people's houses.
By the time you add on the options, I'm sure you're hitting $400,000.
Yeah, they can't afford more taxes, that group of people.
Well, yeah, they can't. How would they get this car?
That's right. Good point, Nick.
Apparently some people do not like bicyclists.
This is a great meme. I just saw it on Facebook. It's funny. And I figured it was almost written like Craig wrote it, I thought.
And it goes a little something like this. They say a cyclist is a disaster for the country's economy. He does not buy the car, does not take a car loan, does not buy car insurance, does not buy fuel, does not send his car for servicing and repairs, does not use paid parking, does not become obese. Yes, and well, damn it, healthy people are not needed for economy. They do not buy drugs. They do not go to hospitals and doctors. They add nothing to the country's GDP. On the contrary, every new fast food outlet creates at least 30 jobs, 10 cardiologists, 10 dentists, 10 weight loss experts, apart from people working in the outlet. Choose wisely, a cyclist or a KFC, worth thinking about. And then, P.S., walking is even worse. They don't even buy a bicycle.
I love that. But the only thing I disagree with is people that ride bikes do buy drugs sometimes.
Yeah. And sometimes they do. Yeah. I know a lot of bicyclists who have cars.
Yeah. I know, but that's not what this is obviously a joke. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Because that's their main mode of transportation. Right. They get on the bike to do a little exercise.
Well, some of them are DUI guys.
Yeah, they are.
Can't drive their car.
Right.
Right, that's the guy riding the bike.
In jeans.
With his jeans on.
Yeah.
In the dead of winter.
Yeah, I should start seeing that guy again pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, I'll see a jean guy in bike. Yeah.
I just want to yell out, what'd you blow?
Oh, man, I almost stuck to it.
He might drop the dad card on you there, Nick.
Right. Right. Get in line.
Get in line.
So Prince Philip passed away. We are working on getting that
Nick,
scored.
Did you have Prince Philip?
Yes.
All right. On the same list you had?
He was on the same list as Rush Limbaugh. There might be
so you got
three
two hits?
Hits on
you
that.
Got, you, oh, two you have three hits? Okay. We know that Tyler's Tupperware Turd has 8 hits now.
Yeah, I had Limbaugh and Leon Spinks on that list, too, so he's the third.
All right. Good for you, man. Oh,
look out, Dick Cheney.
Limbaugh's still sober, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah. We do have another death to report, and a lot of people won't know who this is, and a lot of people will just remember the name. Ann Bates, and I don't even know if I'm saying her name right, Bates, B-E-A-T-T-S, She was a member of the original writing team at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I saw her picture here. I don't remember her, but she's obviously famous.
But you know the name.
Square Pegs, too, she wrote, apparently.
You know, okay. That's one.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. It was only a season.
Really?
Yes.
Why do I remember that being longer now?
No!
I mean, I wasn't watching it, but why do I remember that being longer?
It was a season.
All right.
She was also on The Cosby Show, wrote on The Cosby Show in A Different World. She was 74, and she passed away. Nobody had her in the Deadpool.
Right. Oh. But I thought that was I just put her on my list. I'm going to take her off.
All right. Good idea.
Too late.
Take her off, for sure.
Over 1,000. All right, LD's working on that.
Yes.
Is that the biggest hit ever?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kirk Douglas was in the mid 900s.
Right.
But this is our first one to top 1,000.
Yeah, and Craig's Deadpool.
Right. And it means Queen Elizabeth is available.
She is. Somebody could crack that.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, crack that.
Hold
the I got some audio of that. You want to hear it?
No. Specifically, no.
Yeah.
No.
I do.
I think she's not too much younger than he, although, I don't know. Is she 90? Has she made it to 90 yet, or is she just 88?
I don't know.
Keith Richards will give her a call.
Right. Yeah. I thought they were
94.
That far apart. Yeah.
94. 5 years. That's horrible.
She's actually enjoying it right there.
No, she's not. Oh,
that's an orgasm.
No.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Married since 1947.
How many hips does she have?
It sounds like a horse galloping.
In the middle there, yeah.
You know, you could be married since 1957 if you have houses.
47.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, they at the end, they weren't even living in the same place.
Well, they were, actually.
But there's separate parts, though.
Yeah, they were still a mile apart, though.
Yeah, well, you can do that.
Right. Yeah, because I'm guessing...
If you're married a million years, you probably want to live kind of far apart on the estate.
I'm guessing the Queen's got some gas coming out.
Don't they own 47 different castles?
At least.
Seeping.
Yeah.
The Queen seeps gas all night, you know she does.
I have a tough time with the United Kingdom, England, the British Isles, because the guy leading the Masters right now is Justin Rose.
Right.
And the flag they have next to his
name. Which one's he from? Where's he from?
I don't know.
Is he Scottish or Irish?
I think he's English.
Okay.
But the flag is just, it's white with a red cross.
England.
England.
Yeah,
okay.
That's England.
And what does that mean? Just
That's England.
Part of the British Isle, because north of that is Scotland.
Right.
That would
right.
be the United Kingdom.
Right. And England is just England.
Right. And Wales is in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's part of the kingdom.
It's Wales, Scotland, and Ireland, and of course.
Or Britain or something.
In Britain. Yeah. That's all part of the kingdom.
Yeah. I have a tough time keeping it straight.
Yeah. Moved to England when he was 5.
Because there are about 5 different distinctions of that region.
Mm hmm. And then it.
Because you got Ireland and Northern Ireland, which they treat separately.
Be careful with
they
the
treat it separately. And there is unrest right now over there because of Brexit. And Northern Ireland, they still get access to Europe. Britain doesn't.
Right.
But you got to go through Britain to get to Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And so it's creating all kinds of issues, legal issues.
Northern Ireland.
There's not as much fighting between the Protestants and the Catholics anymore,
still
is there?
Part of the Union?
One of them is, one of them isn't.
Okay. Yeah, Craig's right about that, but I'm not sure which one is. Yeah.
Couldn't they just be done with royalty after the Queen dies?
They should be. Once again, I mentioned that Meghan and Harry have to go back for the funeral.
Oh,
that's
going to
be awkward.
Yeah.
That's going to be awkward. Hey, how you doing, old lady? Sorry about that crap we said.
Sorry,
about
Grandma.
You guys. Yeah.
Sorry. When you when you Wikipedia these golfers, you find new things to hate them about.
Yeah.
Broke 70 for the first time when he was 11.
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
Well, that's because he's a great golfer.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New research shows that black women are 3 times more likely to die of the COVID than white men.
Man.
They found mortality patterns in Georgia and Michigan by race and gender. They found that black women are dying from the virus at a higher rate than any other group, except for black men. Many scientists had previously believed that men were more likely to die of the coronavirus than women. The study says that one factor could be the roles played by black women in the workforce. They're not sure about that. CDC going on to label racism as a significant threat to public health.
It is.
No, it's just a liberal ploy.
They say that data shows that racism in the United States has had an extreme negative effect on people of color for centuries.
Yet Tucker Carlson has a show every night. I just watched a little clip from the other night. He's just basically not hiding it anymore.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, he's really not. He's not even hiding.
Right.
I mean, he always knew he was racist, right. But yeah, he's just missing a hood now.
Well, the people he's talking to
are racist.
They don't care.
They're racist, right?
They can get away with that.
Right. If you advertise though on that particular show, that's what pisses me off.
Yeah. So is it time to boycott the CDC?
Yeah.
no, we got over that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I'm never shopping there again.
That's CBS. And they're fine.
They're too.
And they're fine.
No, the narrative will continue to be that the racism, shouts of racism, are a liberal ploy to keep the white man down, to subjugate the white man.
Well, you know what? Majority of white men know that's wrong.
Do they?
Well, it's 50-50 at least. But the majority of white people know it's wrong. I should say that because we get the women on our side. I mean, there are some right-wing asshat women out there, but basically we got the women. There was a poll yesterday about people are starting to lean more left. It's only because they got nothing on the right to offer right now.
Oh, they've got hate.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But but nothing to solve.
Well, it's hate.
They're not offering any policies to solve anything.
And fear mongering.
Right.
And field trips to the Capitol.
There you go. Did you see that study? They actually did a study.
Do you like to travel?
The people that went to the insurrection, the insurrection terrorist. They did study. A recent study just came out. Basically, it's all based on the white man losing his place in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they showed up. That's it. It was all different income levels, too, that showed up. People with suit jobs, blue-collar guys, all terrorists, obviously, domestic terrorists. All of them had one thing in common, the fear of the white man losing his place.
One lady took a private jet there.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Oh, that was the real estate chick, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
I saw a dude at the grocery store last night wearing it looked like a combat vest
right.
With an American flag patch with a red line through it. Well, that's the firefighter thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought. And then he had like a 3% patch on there too.
Whoa.
But it's like walking down the cereal aisle. I was like, what the hell is this?
Well, Raisin Sheet cereal
what
too.
Are you doing?
I guess they do.
Right.
You wouldn't look for Count Chocula. I guarantee you that.
Well, his gigantic wife was, but.
Oh, you know who you are. Oh, no, that doesn't narrow it down, does it?
Do you look at people who really feel obligated to display their patriotism and say, probably a racist?
It's sad. It's sad that they took that over. Because I remember wearing shirts when we were younger. You know, American flag clothing was pretty cool in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you know. And then it just became, now I'd be weird. I feel weird wearing it because everybody would be yelling, look at that. Middle-aged white guy with his American flag. Oh, he's got to be a douchebag.
He must be a racist.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool bald eagle.
Yeah.
Dude.
An American flag on the back of a jean jacket was a cool-looking, I'm sorry, Nick, it was cool. And now, if you would do that now, people would say, he's
part of the tribe.
Apparently, one more quickly before we get off this again. Apparently, the Orange King in Florida there, he's got new gear coming out. Don't blame me. I voted for Trump. Blame for what? The economy coming back and shots going into arms. Blame for what? I'm asking that. Somebody email me that.
Well, the guns.
Blame you for what?
They're taking
Well, the guns
away.
Are there. No, the guns
Don't.
Are there.
Oh,
and they're,
no,
and they're
no.
also killing a lot of people.
They're going to take guns away.
All mine were taken.
Blame Anytime me. Now. Blame for what?
Well, trans kids being treated like people.
More shots in arms and the economy coming back.
I have to go home every day and check my gun safe to make sure they're still there.
All right. And the fridge hates that because he thinks you're going to reach for one.
It's cowering in fear.
All right. His big fat wife. 3%er, man. That's freaky. Just what? Bragging about it, man.
Wait, but are you ready for civil war at the grocery store?
Of course you do. You got to stock up.
You know, it just lets you know that different people see different things when they're looking at exactly the same thing.
Right.
Some people say, oh, right, he's a real patriot.
No, that's
Other people
racist.
Say,
yeah.
Boy, that guy is fascist.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. I had to stop myself from laughing out loud because I'm like, that guy's probably carrying a gun.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's one reason to carry a gun. Yeah. Keep people from laughing at you because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I wave up a red flag every time I see someone with just excessive bumper stickers on their vehicle.
Right
or left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not interested.
You don't want to talk to them.
I'm also not afraid of the guy with the left bumper sticker shooting me, though. He's just getting high driving down the road. You know.
Slowly in his Prius.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's some chick in our neighborhood. Her Prius is just covered in bumper stickers.
Yeah.
All really? Wacky left stuff.
Really hurts your resale value. Yeah,
still, she's safe, though, from you. She's not going to harm
you. Yeah, she's not going to hurt you.
She's not going to hurt
Probably
you. The other guy at the bumper stickers is going to hurt
she
you.
She might bore you to death if you get into a conversation.
Yeah. She could at least throw a Beastie Boys sticker on there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
At the very least.
Cool.
I don't really feel the need to express myself that way.
No.
Well, because we have 4 hours every day to do that.
Yeah, we are fortunate. We
right. get... Honk if you're horny is all I still got. That's all I got on my honk if you're horny.
We have no desire for everybody behind me at a stoplight to know what I like.
Well, I like honk if you're horny.
I mean, I have a...
Sucks when the daughter borrows the car, though. You know,
my hitch cover has a Viking logo on it.
Yeah.
That's about as expressive as I get
right.
on my.
And that's annoying too.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to be looking for it.
Only if you're a Packer fan is that annoying. All right.
Yeah, but at least you don't.
Or
at least
a
you don't.
Person.
At least you don't feel the need to. You don't feel the need to take like the whole tailgate of the truck to display your. Flag or whatever. I mean, just...
no, never have.
Well, first of all, we've seen photos, you know, that make go viral locally and nationally of bumper stickers that say the worst of the worst. Like, you're a homo, get away from my bumper. You know, that kind of, I mean, hardcore racist, homophobic stuff on bumper stickers.
Yeah.
That say it. You
but
know?
I've seen, there's one I'm thinking of that I've seen where it is. It's the whole back, the whole tailgate of the truck is used to display like a big flag decal.
Okay.
And at the very least, you're an overly jingoistic a-hole.
Right.
You know, at the worst, you're probably an out-and-out racist.
Yeah.
I've seen a truck locally that has the whole back window that's a giant Pantera logo. That's pretty badass.
That guy's cool.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.